You're listening to the closing market report for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City on the phone line. Hi, Drew. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hope you're doing the same.
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. It's been a really great spring eventually, meaning that, well, we've finally got most of the crop across the Midwest planted. I suppose producers would like to get in the field and tend some of that crop, at least doing some spraying, some other things. What's the outlook?
Well, I think it's going to be rather favorably mixed over this next 10-day period. We will see rain. We'll see some sunshine. It's really what exactly the doctor ordered, I think. This crop is going to take off with some aggressive development, and we're going to find no meaningful coolness around. I think there's a chance we may cool down a little bit in the second week of June, but even if we get that, I think by then most of the field work, at least planting, will be done, and certainly the crops will be in a good position where it won't be seriously impacted. And I don't expect temperatures to be far enough below average to make an issue anyway, but it does look like we'll see a lot of upper 70 to 80 degree days coming up here over the next week to 10 days, and we will be seeing alternating periods of rain and sunshine. So those areas that may be just a little bit dryish right now, we may get a chance for a little bit of moisture, and those areas that are a little bit wet will probably have a chance to dry down. So you can't ask for a better scenario really at this point in time.
Looks like a great start to the growing season for the corn and the soybeans. The wheat had a rough growing season for winter wheat, at least in the hard red portions of the belt. Although they have gotten some rain, the further north you get, the more likely that is to have helped. Have you got an assessment or not?
Well, I think that the Western Kansas and Colorado crop is still hurting rather seriously right now. And with reproduction underway and the earliest opportunity for rain in those areas being midweek next week, the odds are fairly good that we're not going to be able to fully capitalize on rain if we do get it at that point in time. Maybe a little bit of an improvement, but not dramatically. The best wheat conditions in the country will probably be in the Midwest, but also in the plains, I think we'll probably see rather good conditions in parts of Nebraska, South Dakota, maybe a few areas in northern Kansas where there hasn't been quite so much extreme here so far this season. But certainly down in the southern plains with all the excessive rains that occurred over the past week, that rain actually came too late for most of the wheat crop, but it's going to be a boon for the corn, sorghum, and cotton that's planted in the western part of Texas.
And then finally, two other crop areas that we should check in on for corn and wheat, both Ukraine and China.
Well, Ukraine, I think, is doing relatively well. Now, there's a little bit of dryness in some of the easternmost parts of that country. I don't think it's anything that's going to fester into a serious issue at the moment. But areas not too far to the east of that, in parts of Russia's Volga River Basin, there is a more serious dryness issue going on, and they may go 10 days to 2 weeks without a significant amount of rainfall there, threatening some of the production potential for later this year. And in China, it's been just absolutely a fantastic year up until now, but there is some dryness occurring across the North China Plain, which is an important summer grain and oilseed production region, and it looks like they'll stay dry for the next 10 days or so. So we'll keep a close eye on that. At the moment, it's not a crisis, but we do need to keep close tabs.
Thanks so much, Drew. We appreciate it.
Great. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.